from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Jonnu Smith said this about Buffalo. It's the worst place you could be in the world. He trashed Buffalo and he trashed the Wings, trashed the fans, all that stuff. It does add some juice to the rivalry.
Mike Danger.
I like hearing that Josh Allen is holding others to a higher standard, holding others accountable.
Gene Battaglia.
I didn't know the Bills had it in him. Wow. They're pushing him around. This is exactly what we want, what we need.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
You're back in the Sports Bar. Gino, while we were talking to Ben Wagner last hour, it wasn't lost to me that here in the monitor in the studio, we've got the ESPN rolling. And just stopping by SportsCenter, just making a very casual visit, was Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill. It's almost as if he sees a microphone, he's going to go for it just to let the world know that he's looking for a contract extension, right?
Yeah.
And while we have a moment here, I'd like to congratulate Tyreek Hill on what is being reported as, let me just double check here, his fifth child this year.
That's,
That'll make reportedly over 12 kids total for Hill. All of this happening just weeks after Hill announced that his wife is expecting. My God. No wonder this dude wants to talk about his contract extension at every turn. Guy couldn't pull out of a parking space. A baker's dozen, Tyreek? A baker's dozen. Antonio Cromartie thinks you should slow it down.
I was just going to say, I'm looking that up right now. How many did
14.
You knew that, 14. Yep, there it is, 14. He's going for the record there.
He's got an unbelievable, he's fast on the field. He's got an unbelievable pace going off the field as well. This guy's out of control. 5 this year. Yeah, I'd want more money too. You're going to need it, pal. It's a lot of mouths to feed. It's a lot of babies' mamas. That's a lot. And your wife is expecting.
Remember they were kind of splitting up in December or whatever it was, and then they reconciled. And like,
I wonder what the split was about. Was it about baby mama 2, 3, 4, or 5? 5 kids in 1 year.
What was the clip from Hard Knocks? And we talk about Hard Knocks slip, but like Antonio Cromartie rattling off his kids' names, and I think he forgot one or something like that, or couldn't remember. Like,
Well, I saw him on the big screen, and I'm like, well. That checks out. I would probably be shouting from the rooftops as well that I want more money. I need more money.
Oh, well, on a much different scale, we have an NFL quarterback today announcing, well, excuse me, check that. He's not announcing. It was Mrs. Mahomes, Brittany Mahomes, putting out. Danger, like you and I grew up in the era like, hey, Yeah, executive producer. You should probably, you just call a few friends. That would be it. Now it's a big deal. You gotta take pictures.
Gender reveal parties.
It's a whole big shebang.
Yeah.
And there was a photo shoot today for the Mahomes family announcing number three is on the way. Now, I always go to the football kind of question here. Like, okay, number three is going on the way, doing the math. Wait a second. November? Maybe? November 17th? Not that it matters for the regular season. The Bills can beat the Chiefs in the regular season.
Yeah.
The postseason.
Oh, so you're saying, is there a chance that Mahomes won't be available when Kansas City comes to Buffalo?
Tell me when the due date is. That's all I want to know.
Yeah, how does it conflict with his playing schedule? He's going to play. He wouldn't. I think there are guys that would say, you know what, I'm going to be there for the birth of my child. It's important.
There was somebody help me out, some offensive lineman. He was really good for the Houston Oilers, and he missed a game. And that was a big deal.
Big deal.
Dude, no, you need to be there. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Yeah. I have a feeling that if it comes down to it, Mahomes is playing.
I have a feeling that you take your Pitocin or whatever it is, and you have these things scheduled around.
Yeah, exactly right.
And another favorite story of mine, like Adam Weirdo Gase.
Oh, God, we haven't talked about Adam Gase in a while.
I think he's completely done. What does that guy do now? Like, oh, he was there for the birth of his child, barely. She had it done. What's the NFL off day for most? It's a Tuesday. Like, you practice Wednesday through Saturday. Sunday's
schedule the
game.
C-section for Tuesday.
Monday, you're reviewing the film and installing game plan. Tuesday's the off day. She schedules this on a Tuesday, and he goes in, she gives birth, and it's the equation of a fist bump. Hey, we good? Good. Okay, I got to get back to work. And then he shows up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's Peyton Manning.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here? What, you thought I would miss this?
Yeah. Bunch of alphas.
Yeah.
I can't be outdone by Peyton Manning. I can't have Peyton Manning showing me up. This is more important than anything. I got to be here. We got to get this win. Let's go, 18. What do you mean, what am I doing here? Oh, I had a baby? Yeah, that's fine. Next case.
He was a recruiting assistant with LSU, Adam Gase, in 21. And since then has not worked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I hope he's okay.
Well.
His time in New York was... I mean, he wasn't well when he was in New York, right? We can all admit that he was not well.
What was the bug eye thing?
Yeah, he wasn't well.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, he wasn't well. Hopefully he's well. We don't have to worry about our quarterback, Joe. Josh Allen, just brimming with charisma, funny, personality.
He's enjoying life. Like, I'm sorry. Like, Josh Allen is not Tom Brady. He's not having his avocado ice cream. He's not on the beach doing drills with, the coach house or whatever it is. Josh Allen is out playing golf. It's a long season. Let him have. So he's doing the celebrity golf tournament, okay? It's outside of Tahoe. And if you were curious, it's going to be on NBC. I don't, there'd be some, live on TV.
If you have to watch Josh Allen golf.
Yeah. And there are others in this tournament, including Aaron Rodgers. Okay, Steph Curry probably will win because that's his calling card. But I don't think this is cool. Whenever somebody, a TV reporter, bum rushes somebody, and this happened. So there's Josh Allen standing on a TV, a tee box, and some local yokel TV guy is doing a stand-up. That's where we call it, like, hey, we're going to go out to Joey Joe, and he's out there at the celebrity golf tournament. Yes, and guess who's right behind me? Josh runs up to Josh Allen. Josh, we're on live TV. We're on live TV. So Josh Allen turns around, and then he looks into the camera, and then all of a sudden he's like, we're live?
Freezes. Yeah.
And then he shakes it off like, no, I'm messing with you. Dude, he's got comedic chops, Danger.
He understands.
He's really good.
He understands comedic timing. Like, he timed it perfectly. He gave this look of like, I'm lost. I can't believe. Like, he froze. Like, he didn't realize. And then gave it just enough time. Like, just to let him, I'm busting on you.
And the anchor in, the local Sacramento.
Cracking up.
And good on Josh. Yeah, sure, you want to, be competitive and everything else. Just, all right, he could have been rude to the guy, like, hey, I'm in the middle of, my round here. I don't want to give an interview, but he played along with it. It was just fine. It's not the only time. Like, I think of other times. Remember the Peter King thing where like Peter King like literally left him hanging.
And Josh goes to shake his hand.
Yeah,
King's
Josh
wrapping
like,
up his piece.
Josh is looking at the camera like, what the hell here? Like, going way, way back, and again, only us in Rochester may know this. So Josh Allen is at the draft. This is the draft was in Dallas, Texas that year, right? And he's getting an autograph. A kid tosses down a hat with a Sharpie. Okay, yeah, I'll sign it for it. Tosses it back up. And it's a good toss with a hat. Hits the kid in stride. Josh Allen turns and looks at 13 Wham's Jenna Cottrell and says, accuracy. I mean, that's self-deprecating humor. That is
awareness.
Self-awareness.
Yeah.
Because you remember, for Josh Allen, that was the knock on him. Oh, he's not accurate. He's not accurate. He's not going to be accurate in the NFL. He should be hosting an SNL this season.
You know what happens if he's hosting SNL? He's winning a Super Bowl. You got to win a Super Bowl. Win a Super Bowl, you're hosting SNL. He can't, you're right. He should be. He's good. But they're not going to, he's not going to get a sniff unless they win something.
I think his chops, and again, I guess we're biased here. I put him ahead of the Mannings on that, right? The Mannings are kind of the, hey, you know, they can kind of laugh and crack a joke or whatever it is.
Peyton's elite at hosting Saturday Night Live. He's in a different class. Like if Josh wants to compete in that arena, you got to win something. Win something and then show the world that you can be better than Peyton Manning at you know, the comedic thing. I think you're a product of your environment. I think she's rubbing off on him. I think that
this is good.
Yeah, the dramatics, the always being on stage, the recognition, the self-awareness, the self-deprecation. Yeah. And he's always had a good personality. He's always been fun. He's golden retriever. I kind of like what I heard from Deion Dawkins earlier this week, saying that Josh, this offseason, has been a little bit more vocal. So if you have that switch, you can be both. You can be, Peyton Manning was both. Peyton Manning was marketable and charismatic and fun and funny, but he was also an a-hole when he needed to be an a-hole. And I think that's what I want to see Josh become. I want to see Josh.
Not mattable, be an a-hole.
Mattable. Mattable is the word I always use, but that's another way of saying, every now and then you got to be an a-hole. And I think he can do it. And I'm encouraged hearing Deion Dawkins say that Josh has been more vocal so far this offseason. Gino, I was thinking the other day, that day was a couple of weeks ago. Okay, that day was July 1st. Gino, what if we start having Odyssey defer some of our salaries here? Nothing big, maybe just like a couple $100 a month or something like that. That way, you know, when the inevitable day comes where you and I are no longer in the sports bar, we can just tell people what happened. What happened? It's like, it's not a big deal. You know, they're paying us until 2042 anyways. We could be Rochester's version of Bobby Bonilla. What do you think?
You held on to this for 11 days?
Well, we weren't on the air July 1st.
I know. You held on to this 11 days. I may be like, we came back on Monday. You could have come back.
Yeah, I could have.
It's also, fun fact, it's not $1 million. It's actually $1.19 million. So it's you could live off the remainder, the $190,000, most of us, we're with Bobby Bonilla. Like, that would be nice. That would be a pay raise for the majority of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's hilarious. Talking with Catalana today. So he's
the Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. He's going to join us next week. He's going to come on. And then I just had to kind of, put this out there.
Oh, boy.
Also, I'm like, look, who has the final wild card spot in the NL? And I'm holding up my phone there, and you could see I'm almost doing this to bait him. I put the smiley face emoji. Am I an emoji guy, Danger?
You're not.
No, but I did this to Catalana just to see if he would, what is Catalana? That's cute about wildcard. OMG.
Are the Mets right now in the final wildcard position?
They are. They swept the Nationals. They're right there. And
Gene, don't do this to yourself. No. Don't do this to yourself, Gene. This is what Catalana's talking about.
No. This is perfect.
Oh,
this
no.
is the system that no. I rail against. No, I'm no. all in favor. I'm in favor. Last wild card, bring me the Phillies.
No,
bring me Mr. Hare.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes! Yes!
Beat the Mets.
Rockies.
I gotta know.
Rockies. Let's beat them up.
I gotta know who of our regulars had Gene reverting to misfit form by middle of July, because he is in misfit form right now.
Really socking the ball.
Gene. Gene, the Cubs just swept the Orioles. I'm not doing a victory lap.
The Cubs are nowhere near. I thought it was funny. We had our baseball expert, Jim Riley, on. Hey, who do you like in the NL wildcard? Oh, you know, I like the Diamondbacks.
He did not mention the Mets.
Did not mention the Mets. There's like a lot of Met bias here.
Gene, this is, you know how this is going to go, and I can't defend you anymore. You have we need an intervention. We need an intervention.
It's fine. It's fine. This is ironic, Danger. It's ironic because the year the Mets won 100 games, I was fearing the whole time there would be some crummy team, and it was the Padres winning a wild card, and the Padres play the Phillies. I'm like, ugh, the Phillies in the LCS, the Phillies in the World Series. Now, it doesn't matter if you win the division. It doesn't matter if you win 100
games. Gene, Catalano's a Hall of Fame. We're in the Hall of Wish We Could. He's right. You can't be excited about this. You cannot. Don't be excited about this. Don't throw this around. Don't get excited about this, Gino. You know how this ends.
It's the crummy Rockies this weekend at Citi Field. So,
oh, my God. Watch the Rockies go into Citi Field and sweep the Mets.
No.
Gene, don't do this to yourself. Don't. I'm begging.
We are back.
I'm your friend.
No, Gene. We are back.
We are back. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your
Gene,
it's fun.
I can't defend it anymore. Catalano's going to tear you a new one when he joins us on Tuesday. I don't know what to say.
No.
We need an intervention. Executive producer, are you listening?
Catalano.
Help.
It's going to be like Ryan Leaf, meaning he's going to telegraph his pass. I see where it's going to go. He's going to say, oh, you Mets fans, this is so cute. Have some cotton candy or some ice cream. This is all fun. It's all fun. Maybe that's how I open it up with him. Like, I'm just going to take everything off the table, Gene, and then where does he go?
Gene, you're playing right into what he always says. They are in the final wild card spot right before the All-Star break, and you're gazing at this team like a 10-year-old at the circus. Stop! Don't do it, man!
No, but that's...
You're my friend! I don't want you to... I don't want to see you do this to yourself again, man! No! Meanwhile...
Grimace!
Okay. Yeah. Meanwhile, in New York... This is going viral now because what I mentioned how at the beginning of the show, I was spending some time listening to our Odyssey Sports sister station, The Fan, in New York City. Sal Akita's saying that the Yankees' best course of action is to trade Juan Soto.
Okay, so your lineup right now is paper thin. You're going to trade one of the few assets you have now. Mind you, one of the huge topics is where's Soto going to go? Are the Yankees going to pay him? Is he going to go over to the Mets? Right. Is he going somewhere else? It's one of those takes where you're like, that's stupid. It's just meant to inflame the Yankee fan base. And I would say, ultimately, no, it's not based in reality because the Yankees right now, on July 12th, are in a playoff spot. And I don't see that happening post All-Star break. This is a byproduct of having the August 1st trade deadline. The Yankees are not going to fall out of it. However, we point out this. What happened the last time, Mike Danger, that Juan Soto got traded?
Nationals got a lot of good prospects.
Including?
James Wood.
You don't think the Padres would love to have James Wood back?
Yeah.
The Padres went all in, and Soto was there a couple years, and then they realized themselves, we can't afford this guy, let's move on. And lo and behold, James Wood is going to be this exciting player for the Washington Nationals. That's what I would say to Yankee fans. You don't know if there's a Padre team out there that's willing to give you some prospect like that. Problem is that in New York, can a prospect like that fly under the radar? Can you be putting the weight of the world on this prospect? Where in Washington, I think that kind of flew under the radar. We were a little more in tune here with the Red Wings and everything else. Like, hey, this guy's really, really good. But then people in Washington started to realize, wait, this is actually really, really good. That's the only way I could possibly justify a Juan Soto trade. If you had some team's best prospect. And ultimately, 5 years from now, you could say, you know what? That guy is as good as Juan Soto.
Sure, 5 years from now, but you're also still in it now. I mean, like, that's why this is dumb. Is what they're doing and going through right now salvageable? And I think a lot of people believe that it might be. But I think a lot of the people that believe that it might be are also very close to it and very emotional with what's going on with this team over the course of the last month or so. They haven't won a series since June with the Royals. I mean, that was feels like forever ago. It's been tough going.
Chris in Kentucky tweeting me a picture of Hermie. Why am I such a misfit?
Gene, if this sports talk thing doesn't work for you, you can go and be a dentist like Hermie wanted to be.
Not a misfit. Gene, we just enjoy. We have fun. Yeah. What's wrong? What's wrong with that?
Have fun, man.
And I'm going to come back on Monday.
So angry.
Like, wow.
And so disappointed. I feel like I'm having. You know what it is? I feel like I'm having a conversation with Masterstroke. With the Mets.
Wait, no.
Yes.
No.
This is the same conversation we had with Peterman when Peterman got the start. This is the same tone of that conversation. It was, oh, Eugene, you're going to be wrong. Peterman's going to go out there. He's going to light it up. Peterman didn't survive the first half. Like, it's nice. It's nice that they're in the final wild card spot. Gene, you know how this goes. You know how this goes. Don't fall for it, man. I've lost you. I've lost you entirely. We need an intervention.
It's exciting. We are in the race here, bud.
No.
We're in the race. Pete Alonso home run derby. No. We'll enjoy that Monday night.
Oh, God, help us all. We get to Don Stevens next, the Hall of Famer. No, it's all we do. We associate ourselves with so many Hall of Famers, you would think at some point we would, you know, pick up on it. We would be guilty by association. No.
Yeah, we just kind of brush off on us. No.
We just kind of hang on to the greatness. We don't really display it ourselves.
Oh, by the way, we also have in the show today, just as a reminder here, Danger, train tickets to give away.
Let's do that now.
All right.
Train's coming to Art Park. We've got free tickets for you. If you want those tickets to see Train at Art Park, pull up a stool now and join us. Let's do caller 5 866-4326 585-866-4FAN for your free tickets to see Train at Art Park from the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Stir. The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Rookie Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh Pirates has been named the starting pitcher of the All-Star game for the National League. Pirates tonight playing the White Sox. Big series opening up tonight in Baltimore. It's the Yankees and the Orioles. Gerrit Cole starting for the Pinstripes. All the action in the majors tonight on the lights, including Kansas City. They're at Boston, the Mets at Colorado, hosting Colorado. The Dodgers are in Detroit. Rochester Red Wings continue their series tonight in Worcester, Massachusetts. Rochester American schedule is out. We'll talk to the Hall of Famer Don Stevens coming up next year in the Sports Bar. Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever also in action tonight. They take on Phoenix. Sports brought to you by GetMyPerks.com. Get a $50 certificate for half price to $650 in Sotus Point. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Meet or on the rocks. It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
You know, we joke a lot in the Sports Bar about, you know, being summer, not wishing away our summer, taking advantage of the time that we have. I guarantee you, there's one guy in our community, he knows how to take advantage of his time in the summertime. He enjoys it to the best of his capabilities. That's Hall of Famer Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, who's joining us now. And Don, if I'm not mistaken, do you even know what day it is? Or you're just enjoying summer so much that today is Friday, buddy. We've got a weekend ahead of us, and you're probably just basking it all in all of it right now, just enjoying your time as much as you can here this summer.
Well, there is one day I have to try and remember what day it is, and that's the day to take the trash out. Yeah. So. Other than that, yeah, I don't worry about anything much over the summer.
Yeah, well, you guys work so hard during the season. And, Don, what I always say on our show, don't waste your time away. October will be here soon enough. But wanted to, you know, get your thoughts here because Amherst coming off a really, you know, exciting year. Packed house. Didn't go the Amherst way, certainly in the postseason. But we're all looking forward to what looks like to be a competitive roster. The schedule is out, and when you kind of look at the schedule, anything you kind of take away from it here off the top?
Well, first of all, the time goes extremely fast over the summer. There's only 3 months from yesterday until the first game, which comes up on October the 11th. But looking at the schedule and kind of going through it, it's very similar to last year, but pretty close to exactly the same within the division. They play 54 games within the division and 18 outside in the Atlantic Division. And it's the same number of games as last year. Utica and Syracuse 12 times total each. That's 6 at home and 6 on the road. And then it's Belleville, Laval, and Cleveland 8 times and Toronto 6 times. So that's the number of times that the Amherst will play within the division.
Now, Don, when you look at that schedule and knowing that last year we you know, you pared it back a little bit, well deserved. You get to call your shots on this one. Have you circled any of the road games or any of the road trips and said like, nah, probably not this year? Or what can we expect out of you here this upcoming season?
Yeah, there's a few that Andrew's going to enjoy traveling on. Yeah. Andrew Bosbrooks, of course. There's a few that. Some of the trips that are just longer, more tedious. One of the first things I look at as far as the schedule is concerned is how many 3-3s there are. In other words, playing 3 games in 3 nights. And that's really tough on the players and extremely tough on the broadcasters. So I might kind of forget about one of those 3 nights there. But There's a couple of trips that more long distance or more grueling type trips that I might just ask Andrew to take over for me.
Yeah, in fact, Don, I'm looking at this right now. Credit the American Hockey League, because that used to be the thing. Let's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. No, they spread this out. I'm counting only two for the Amherst. They both come in March. Hopefully the weather's getting a little bit better when that comes around there. I like not having a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, too.
Yeah, there's also one in January. So it's three total, which was the same as last year. But it was, what, four, maybe 5 years ago. We had 17 3-3s. It was just ridiculous. And finally, the league stepped in and said, no, we got to play some weekday games because it's not right for the players. It's just too much injury possibilities by playing that many games in a row like that.
So, Don, since the last time we spoke at the end of the season, there's been a lot of change, a lot of turnover. Things have kind of Seth Appert getting the promotion, obviously, the new head coach coming in, Mike Leone. And I'm curious as to what you've been able to experience around. Have you experienced any of it? Have you spent any time with the new coach? Have you heard anything about how this organization has kind of taken a shift here with Lindy Ruff now becoming the head coach in Buffalo?
Did they change coaches?
Yeah. You didn't hear about that.
It's on summertime.
Yeah, you're enjoying your time, man. I'm not going to blame you for that one.
No, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. I really haven't been around much or talked to many people except following through social media or whatever, following the transactions and very disappointed that we're losing some of the players we've been losing. Very excited about seeing some of the players that look like will be here. So it'll be another interesting year. It looks like it'll be another very young but very talented team. And I think it should be fun, at least watching these young guys. As fast as they are, as talented as they are, is a lot of fun.
Don, you know, summer is, I think this is the time for reflection. This is a question, and we talked a little bit about this the night we came out. It was actually the night the Amherst got eliminated, but how often do you take a look here as far as how this organization has grown? You were here for the great times, Calder Cup championships, and then really the thing bottoms out. You have the Florida Panthers. You don't know what direction. And then you have certainly questions about the Amherst. But then the last 5 years, it just seems like the arrow keeps pointing up and up and up. Did you think we would get back to this point where the Rochester Americans, Don, come wintertime, are the marquee event here in Rochester, New York?
No, and it was a long dry spell in the middle. When I first came here to Rochester, it was Seymour Knox the Fourth that said you're going to enjoy it here because it's the social event of the community in the winter, and then we lost that. In fact, just became really a bad word or whatever, but it was not very well received over the middle years here, and now we're getting back to where it is once again, a very well received and an exciting night out, something that a lot of fans plan on. Since the Pagulas took over the organization here in Rochester, it's been the best I've ever had it in my 55 years in this business. And I just absolutely appreciate what they're doing and trying to do. And they're doing a fabulous job. Doesn't always work out the way that we want, but they're trying. And it's just been outstanding since that point.
Don, there's a couple of things that I think are encouraging about the roster. We talked about some of the sadness that we'll feel with some of the players moving on, but you know we'll see a lot of familiar names returning here in the fall. And it looks as if the way the Sabres are constructing their roster, that it's going to be a real uphill battle for some of the younger prospects, mainly you know Kulik and Rosane, to find some footing with Buffalo. We know that injuries happen, and anything can happen between now and opening night. But from what you saw from Kulik and Rosane last season, do you think they need more time in the AHL before they make that leap to the parent club?
Well, first of all, if it isn't tough to get to that next level, we're all in trouble. You got to hope that team above them is good enough that, yeah, it's going to be a problem for them to be able to make that next step. And I think that has been something that's getting better year after year, as you mentioned. Now, as far as I don't particularly want to point out in any, but maybe I will. I don't know. I thought from the end of the year, and go back to Kulik had such a just a tremendous, or even a very tough year for the youngster, that all he went through and the things that he did, that he didn't have a whole lot left in the tank at the end of the season. And so I thought that really he wasn't ready at that point to make the next step. Maybe over the summer he will get there. I thought actually Rosén was further ahead, and Rusek probably was further ahead than Kulik, and maybe should get a good chance. But I see that all three of those guys would benefit by starting here and maybe mid-season, depending on injuries and, of course, above, then start to make that next move.
Don Stevens, voice of the Rochester Americans, Hall of Famer in the Rochester Americans organization, good enough to give us a few minutes here. And Don, I know you have mentioned that you haven't met Mike Leone yet. We haven't met him face-to-face. We had him on, you know, everybody's going to give him a chance here. But just how difficult is it going to be for Mike Leone following up an act like Seth Appert? You have told us before that Seth was right at the top in your time here in Rochester.
Yeah, absolute top. And I'm getting tired of training coaches. This will be my 14th coach here that I've had to train. But it's the first one that hasn't had any pro head coaching experience. So it's going to be interesting. And we hear good things about him. But, of course, the school's out on the whole situation. We'll know more as the season progresses. But I don't think it's going to be easy for him. But from what I hear, he's the kind that will dig right in and do his best. So that's good.
Well, Don, we'll look forward to your calls again, of course, coming up here later on this year when October gets here. We're not wishing away the summer, as we mentioned earlier. We know you're enjoying your time, and it's well-deserved. And hopefully we'll get the chance to talk again real soon, bud.
Yeah, anytime. Good to hear from you. Good to hear that that actually life does still exist outside of my living room.
Don, are you grilling? Like what's
the summertime activity for Don Stevens?
Well, it, for a while it was I was glued to the TV watching the Olympic trials. Oh. Now it's the golf in Scotland I've been watching, and then of course the Olympics coming. I live for the Olympics. I just absolutely love the Olympic competition. So that is going to consume the majority of my time in a few weeks. So other than that, watering my flowers, doing my daily workout or walking or whatever. And I always talk about, I've got two seasons. One is hockey season, the other is doctor seasons. I got about 8,000 doctors that I have to get through in the off season, all my appointments and updates on. So I've been doing that, and things are looking good.
Don, what are you doing here? Like, you should be going overseas. If you love the Olympics that much, go over to, I could see Don walking the streets of Paris there and engaging in conversation.
Sporting
and taking
a beret.
Yeah, like, go over to Paris, Don.
You know, I think I've told you my reason for cutting back a little bit, have I not? Do you remember what that reason was?
Well, you're not. This isn't Belleville. This is Paris.
Gino's pushing your ticker a little bit there, Don. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying there. But
yeah.
That you know what, man? I have a feeling that, you know, enjoying the Olympics from the comfort of your own living room might be a little bit better right now than actually going through the rigors of working through the actual Olympics in Paris. You're going to enjoy your summer.
Yeah, I think that I might have to get a new recliner. It's worn out. Yeah. Travel is just not in my interest right now. And I've got a lot of relatives. All my relatives pretty much are on the West Coast, and they keep bugging me about coming out there. And I say, I don't want to go anywhere. So that's really where I'm at right now.
Don, enjoy the rest of your time, man. Well deserved, and we'll talk to you again here soon.
Good to hear from you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Don.
There he is, the Hall of Famer, Don Stevens, stopping by the sports bar. Amerk's schedule released yesterday. Don, you, me, everybody kind of looking at it. All right, not really any surprises. And Don going as far as to say it's very similar to last year's schedule.
Yeah, and good for him to point out, too, like those 3-3s. Like, okay, they've kind of done away with that for the most part. And let's be honest, like when you get to the end of that on a Sunday afternoon, what's left in these guys? This isn't youth hockey. Good that the AHL is spreading that out a little bit. Turn the tables there. Like the Olympics are coming up, and for me and you, that is not something. I mean, if there's a story, we're going to talk about it, but is that on your agenda as a sports fan that you got to check that out at some point?
Yeah, I will.
Same for me.
I feel like... Well, I feel like I've been robbed of the Summer Olympics here because Well, let me see if I can do the math here. 2020 was COVID, so they moved it to 2021. And even then, it was still weird. And I didn't really pay too much attention because it felt weird. It didn't feel right. It felt like the overarching theme of those games was the pandemic, not the competition, not the athletes. So I'm going to swipe that one away. It didn't even register with me. So if you swipe that one away for me, the last Summer Olympic Games that I would have been able to enjoy, I wasn't here. I was in Spain. It was the infancy of the sports bar.
That's right.
The
Brazil games. And hey, here's our new show. Well, actually, I got to go over to Spain. Okay, so it was Duffy and I at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you came back.
Yeah. So I'm kind of looking forward to the games this year. I want to try and make an effort to be a little bit more present and soak up a little bit more of it, because I think I took the last two Olympic games, summer games, I think I took for granted.
Yeah, it's and then the winter games, like I felt like the ones in China there, like in 22, like they didn't even happen. Like you weren't really kind of allowed or anything. It could have been in the Adirondacks for all I know. But
yeah,
this is going to have a different vibe to it. And good on Don, kind of giving us a peek behind the curtain there. Yeah, when I called him, like, hey, I'm just kind of busting his chops. I'm like, look, I'm really sorry to take your time on a Friday afternoon. He's like, I kind of lost track of days.
It's Friday?
That's like Christmas week, right? Like that happens. Like that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the best feeling. That's when you know you're living. You don't even know what day. Oh, I have to remember what day I have to take out the garbage. Yep, that's good. That's good. Don's keeping himself active. That's good.
Do you think like someday? I assume you and I, no, what am I kidding? I'm never going to be retired. But you in retirement, is that going to be you in retirement, or are you going to be on some sort of schedule? You know it's Tuesday.
I do need routine. I do need routine. But, and I think, you know, what Don is doing is what I think a lot of people like to do when they have that time, is find things that will occupy that time. If it means you're watering your flowers or you're watching the Olympics or whatever it is, my in-laws will go walking around the community center. That's their routine. They want to do that every day. It's a way for them to be active. It's a way for them to be social. It's something that they can look forward to every day. Yeah, I could see that being what I do when I have that time. Golf. We talked about the other day.
Yeah, a lot of golf. Golf. Yeah.
Give me some golf. I'll play golf. I'd love to play. I'd love to play enough that I could actually improve my game. If I can break 100 before I die, I'll be happy. My old man will be smiling from above. I don't think he ever was able to do it. We used to golf all the time, and we were terrible. Terrible. So, yeah, that would be fun. But keep yourself active.
I have this image of, like, in Paris, there's a pastry shop, and there's Don there. Like, for the
Don walking through the narrow streets of Paris with a beret. Loaf of French baguette underneath his arm, taking a chunk, just eating a little bit here and there, just walking, maybe feeding the birds. Yeah, no, Don's not doing that. Don's staying closer to home. And we're glad Don's in good spirits and good health. And we look forward to hearing his voice. He's the voice of the Rochester Americans here again come this October. With that Amherst schedule releasing yesterday, felt it was a good time that we get Don on with us to get his reaction. And yes, it sounds like Andrew Mossbrooks will be handling some of the road trips as well this upcoming season. Happy hour is around the corner. We got a couple of notes from around the NFL, Gino. I know that we spent some time yesterday talking about the NBA's new TV rights package, what it might mean for the NFL. This came a day after YouTube TV, and with everything going on with the antitrust judgment and the NFL potentially having to pay out $14 billion, YouTube TV is going to offer a discount for a Sunday ticket, $60 off for Sunday ticket. I don't know why they're still trying to get this back together weekend thing, like the first weekend of training camp. They're calling it back together weekend, like trying to market it as a thing. Like,
oh, I think they did that last year.
Yeah,
too,
I think most fans don't really care. I mean, fans care that training camps are open, but we don't have to brand it as like, oh, this is a special weekend. We're all back together.
Yeah, it like on the NFL Network, back together weekend. We're going to go to the Houston Texans one. And then ultimately, it's just three reporters sitting in a director's chair kind of talking about the stuff you already know.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, we're not quite there yet.
Well, anyways, if you want that discount for the NFL Sunday ticket on YouTube TV, that weekend of July 27th and 28th is when that sale is happening.
How do you know if you are a legendary coach? I'll tell you. Like, if you can leave something behind that we take for granted, it's just part of the lexicon, like the West Coast offense. Well, that was Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh kind of invented that. Defensively, the Tampa 2. It was not Tony Dungy. It was Monty Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
So Monty Kiffin inventing essentially the Tampa 2, and eventually that led to a Super Bowl for Tampa Bay, although by that point, you know, Tony Dungy would be gone. Monty Kiffin passing away yesterday, that, to me, legendary coach.
Legendary coach in the team's ring of honor. And think about this. He was a D.C. for the Bucks, the longest tenured coach in that franchise's history. D.C. under Tony Dungy 1 and John Gruden. Talk about two varying personalities between the soft-spoken, even-keeled Tony Dungy and the fiery John Gruden. And Kiffin worked his way through both of those regimes, coaching with the Bucks from 1996 through 2008. He was 84. And, of course, his son still coaching down south at Ole Miss.
Yeah, and the cool thing was that Lane served as the D.C. for, or Monty, should say, served as the D.C. for Lane. Tennessee, and then you remember how Lane kind of uprooted to USC, and that caused a lot of commotion. And then, and then following him all the way over to Ole Miss in the later days.
Yeah, that's a loss for the Kiffin family, but he was a legend and will be missed after spending all those years coaching in Tampa, making a name for himself with that Tampa 2, that cover 2 defense that kind of became, I mean, really, there's the Bills kind of running a variant of what that is, that cover 2 shell that that Tampa ran all those years. It's a pretty strong defense.
I did not, full disclosure, I did not watch the ESPYs last night.
Me neither.
And we'll get to in shots there something they did leave out, and you know, and not even going to talk about the weird ending, but what I do want to talk about is Steve Gleason. And I did watch Steve Gleason, the speech, using his eyes to get the words out, and you know, that's courage. Like anybody that wants to say, hey, the world did me wrong, and it's the opposite. It just came off as gratitude. So to me, good job by Steve Gleason last night.
We can get to that, and we have time for your calls during happy hour as well. 585-866-4FAN. We appreciate you listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950, and the free-to-download Odyssey app where we sound our best, or your smart device when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. And special shout out to everybody watching the Sports Bar on the Fan Rochester YouTube channel. Also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. More next in the Sports Bar on the Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book. on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.